Bandwidth for the COL Media Podcast is brought to you by Mevio at mevio.com.
Previously on Cubs Out Loud.
You know, he has really big balls.
Wow.
We keep winning balls and flowers and...
Did any of you guys play chess on any of the roller coasters?
And it kind of twists. I mean, you're going up one direction and then it twists around the other direction.
Disclaimer, not good for braiders.
It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2008. I'm Jeff.
I am John, a.k.a. Kudzu Cub.
And I'm Tim Cub.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the bear podcast of indeterminate length, episode number 2020. And
I don't
know what to say. It's almost legal. The show is almost legal to drink.
It is legal. It's just not legal to drink.
By the way, that was
two episodes ago.
That was the shortest previously on ever.
Yeah, last episode wasn't very funny. It was a good show, but it was not very funny.
I thought it was very funny, especially when you stormed off.
Oh, is that the reason why you cut it short? Oh, come on.
No, it's just
because he wasn't in half
it
the
wasn't
show.
Funny.
He
I'm
was
sorry.
In the interesting half.
It just it wasn't was. Funny.
Well, we should take a poll. We should take a poll with the listeners if it was funny or not.
Fine. I won't release this, and you make a Previously On.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about
Go
it.
Come on. You do it.
I think
you don't
think
like
just
my Previously On, you do one, and I'll replace it.
No, it's funny because your Previously On was pretty much the first, 20 minutes of podcast?
Right?
That's where we were funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's funny when you stormed off. That was actually funny.
That was the highlight of the show.
I didn't find that funny.
Oh, come everybody on, Jeff. Else. Ari agrees. He agrees with you, but then he also agrees it's just a movie. It's just a movie. Anyway,
it wasn't funny.
I would like to tell the listeners, since I mentioned it last week. I wanted to do a jack-off show, like a masturbation show, because I thought it was Masturbation Month. Because my What the Fuck Weekly from last week was, I found an article about, I think it was, I forgot what European country, they were doing like a masturbation contest to see how much you would ejaculate and how far. And I wasn't joking. I mean, I don't have the article with me now, but I was like, that's just crazy.
Shot?
How far you would shoot, and this is men and women, and this is like a public event. So I was like,
men
okay.
and women. Oy.
I was like, all right. So I was thinking we could do a talk about that today, but it's not Masturbation Month. But
well, wait.
I don't know.
Well, surprises. I've got some surprises.
Okay.
Here, but before we'll get to the thing, but at least this first one I want to take care of. I got a sound clip here from a show I was listening to, or actually watching. I took the sound from it. And Tim might find this interesting.
Oh.
How are we going to tell the world that Wine Library TV is coming to Revision 3?
I got it! Hello, welcome to Dignation episode number 187. I'm Kevin Rose.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Dignation covers...
What you going to do on June 23rd when Gary Vaynerchuk and the Vaniacs run wild on you?
It's too violent.
So, for those of you who didn't quite understand what was going on there, what they were saying was that Wine Library TV, one of Tim's favorite podcasts, is coming to Revision 3.
Yay!
Awesome. It's going to be part of the Revision 3, so it's got some nice backing. It'll be an even better show, I'm sure.
It's a pretty fantastic show already, I have to say.
And it'll be even better with the support of Rev 3.
Wow. So, why?
He might actually be able to get that stain out of his carbon.
Okay.
Okay. Lost.
Number two. I actually need to show number two. Oh, first off, I got this from our friends at ScandalFactory.com. It's a nice new Cubs Out Loud t-shirt. What do you think?
Yay!
Nice.
It's fat.
I also got this. Oh, it's a Ringer tee. Cubs Out Loud t-shirt.
Oh.
Cool.
I like
this.
That.
Excellent.
Is for John John.
Wow.
Okay.
So this isn't actually for me, so I didn't wear it.
Okay. I like it.
And, of course, since John John got something, Tim gets something as well. So he gets a nice t-shirt.
Okay.
But I got even more presents.
Oh.
Okay.
Hooray!
This is one of our Cubs Out Loud stickers that people can get. Nice. And then, of course, there's this. Of course, there's a nice delay in the... It's a nice little white bear with a Cubs Out Loud t-shirt. And that was it. That was for my box that I got from Brian and Blake. And we thank them very much for their support. In fact, you can get your very own Cubs Out Loud t-shirt or teddy bear or sticker or much, much more at ScandalFactory.com. They've got other shirts as well beyond Cubs Out Loud t-shirts. So check out those.
We got two people in the chat room. I think they stumbled into our little haven by accident, and they're like very confused, I think.
Well, the one guy's kind of hot.
Hold on.
You mean Xbox something something?
Yeah, indeed. He's rather handsome, despite the fact that there's a woman about
I like the girl. I like the girl. She she has an attitude. I like her. Yeah. So. But anyway. So, what are we talking about? Oh, by the way, good job on the t-shirts and the merchandise, Brian. And
yes, Brian. Absolutely. ScandalFactory.com.
But, so,
and what are you wearing, Tim? By the way, is that what is that?
Well, this is. I have a story about this here. As you may have inferred, our listeners from our previous podcast, I did a very eventful weekend a few weeks ago, having won Mr. Hot Cub for 08. And he, this is my medal that I got finally this weekend that, came in, during the beer bust that was at the chain drive.
There's a hole
on
in your medal.
Sunday afternoon. I'm sorry, what?
A hole.
No, it's not a hole. It's here. I'll hold it up closer to the camera so everybody can see here at live.yahoo.com/cubsoutloud. It's not a hole. It's instead the little hot bears that is Heart of Texas Bears pin that is affixed to my medal that very says cool. Hot Cub 2008. And on the back, it's got my name.
So congrats again to Mr. Hot Cub 2008. Our very
thank you.
Tim Cub.
Why, thank you. And I do know that was one of the things I did this weekend was go to the beer bust and receive my medal. Also that Sunday was the other bear event at the Rainbow Cattle Company that I also did attend briefly.
I didn't see you there.
Well, see, that's just it. I saw Kevin there, and I apparently got there a mere 20 minutes after you had left. So, oh well. But still, I had fun on Sunday meeting all the bears, and then I did happen to wear my medal at both of those things and got a fair amount of attention for that. But anyway.
Were you shirtless?
No, I was not shirtless. I indeed was not shirtless. I had my clothes on the entire time all weekend, believe it or not, which is a rarity. But But yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. Although I do know that I did not have a chance to go to brunch with Jeff this Friday because I had to work, which was sad. But yeah, my weekend was pretty much spent with the Bears drinking.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm half paying attention to you and half cussing at Xbox dude or whatever his name is. Calling it the fact, man. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, for the love of God.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You are the weakest link. Anyway.
Yes, well.
Sorry, I'm particular about particular hecklers. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, let's kick that guy too.
And anyway, so.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Tim. Continue on.
That's quite all right. I'm pretty much done already. That was my weekend, was just drinking. Although
really?
I would never
have guessed.
Who, me, right?
Never.
I do know that also this weekend was revealed that I would be marching with the Bears next weekend for the Pride Festival, which is next week, next Saturday, in fact. The Pride Festival and the Pride Parade are next Saturday night, June the 14th.
Now, I haven't had a chance. From my understanding, it is a pay festival, right? You have to pay.
Yes, the festival is paid. That is, you can get prepaid tickets at numerous vendors before the event for a mere $10. I think you can do that at Tape Lenders and at Lobo and a few other retailers as well, like Book Woman and things like that. I do know, though, that at the door, tickets do go up in price to $15. However, I have also inferred that if you are staffing the event, you do get discounted prices in. You pay a mere $5 if you are a volunteer at the festival.
You know, when I went to this really, really big, I think it was the third or fourth largest Pride in the United States, I'd walk right in. I didn't have to pay a cent.
Hmm. Yeah, as well. That was
bad.
Not here.
So it was just kind of, I don't know, I find it kind of strange that for Pride,
it should be all
Pride Fest.
And I feel weird paying.
Like if you pay, you get like extra benefits, but it doesn't mean that you have to pay just to get in and walk around to the vendors.
So, well, anyway, goes to charity, I'm sure, and so it's a good thing.
Actually, it probably goes to pay for the organization, honestly. But okay. Apparently the Twin City Pride of Minnesota, which is completely and utterly free, is one of the biggest prides in all of the United States. You know, it's only beaten by, like, New York and San Francisco, which is obviously going to be huge. And then it's kind of going back and forth between third place and fourth place between the Twin Cities and Atlanta, so... but it's totally free, and you know you could pay for some things, like be a sponsor type thing, and then you like can go to the a VIP lounge where you get like free foods and all the drinks you can drink, which is kind of cool. But just to go and walk around, it's all free.
Typically, yeah, I mean in Atlanta, where it's the biggest one in Southeast. But anyway, in Atlanta, it's completely open to everyone. There's no ID. I think they check for weapons. Or something, but I mean the reason why it's free is because it's so big. There's all these vendors, like AT&T, and like all these huge other companies that come in and they get free stuff. So for them, it's like advertising too.
Saturn,
so that's part.
Saturn and Bud Light usually do Twin Cities Pride. www.tcpride.com, I think it is, or is it org?
Sorry, I do know that Austin's Pride is happening at a different venue this year than it had been before. Before this year, it had been held at Fiesta Gardens. But this year, they've actually moved it to Auditorium Shores next weekend. So if you're expecting to go to Fiesta Gardens, don't do that. Instead, go to Auditorium Shores for the Pride Festival for this coming week.
And it is tcpride.org for information about the GLBT Pride Twin Cities. And it looks like that's actually on the 20th and 21st. The 20th is the art show. The 21st is the boat cruise. And the actual festival is the 28th through the 29th. Pride in concert on the 28th. The Pride picnic was on the 22nd. And June 29th is the parade up Panapin Avenue, which is a good, like, 1 or 2 hours long. Sponsored by the Star Tribune, Graves 601 Hotel, Bud Light, and Logo. And I know Saturn always has a booth there and runs some of their cards through the Pride Parade. So there's a lot of sponsorship and really good. They're also members of Interpride. See, does the Austin Pride have a website?
Indeed, I know the Pride Parade certainly does. I'm looking at that right now. It is www.austinprideparade.org. And I do think there ought to be a link here for the festival as well. Let's see here.
The Austin Pride. Maybe? Could
let's
be?
Let's see. Give me just a moment. Hang on.
Austin Pride Parade.org. I'll search with you. Okay. Sponsored Parade. Actually, I wonder if Austin Pride Parade is the site, because there's Parade 2000 Participate.
In fact, there's another site as well. www.pridetexas.org.
Ah, Pride Texas. Oh, that sounds like that's overall. Is it like a statewide organization that puts pride that does prides all over the place, or Pride Texas?
I do know that the major sponsors of this event are local Austin things like the Austin Chronicle and Oil Can Harry's and Whole Foods and KGSR and things like that.
No, it is the Austin Pride Texas Festival. It says it right at the top there. So pridetexas.org is the site for Texas Austin Pride, so you can get all the information about that. Presented by Time Warner Cable. Chronicle, Purdue, Whole Foods, Pepsi, JetBlue. With all those sponsors, you'd think they'd at least have a free Pride. How about for Atlanta? Is there a site for the Atlanta Pride?
I believe it's AtlantaPride.org. I believe that's what it was.
Pride. Or double check, just for good measure. Probably is.
This year, they're no longer doing it in the historic Piedmont Park. Huge, huge ass park in the middle of downtown, kind of like, I don't know, Central Park in New York, but less cool. They moved it to Convention Center, which I think is going to suck. Half of it will be outside, and the other half is inside the actual Convention Center. So.
Well, the nice thing about that, though, is that you get out of the heat.
Yeah, you know, I can see that.
Because I know with
I just said it that, Brian.
It always seems to be the well, he gets leg. I know it for the Twin Cities Pride, it always seems to be the hottest day of the year that Pride is over. So I've had people, I had one guy I was hanging out with, almost die of heat exhaustion because it was so hot. But usually have a lot of water available. But I mean, it's expensive because of all the everything is the prices at the Pride are jacked up.
I was about to
honestly that's where the money for Pride comes from is you don't buy things with money unless it. Food and drinks with money, you buy it with tickets, and the tickets are that you purchase the tickets from Pride, and then they're redeemed, and so Pride gets some of the money so that they can go year after year, and they're huge, so they do need the money to get all these off the ground, and they used to have a block party, but I think some mismanagement and some things happened. There was a whole bunch of drama a few years ago about Pride, but the Pride Committee in the Twin Cities. But they're still going strong, which I'm very happy for, and still very, very large. So it's all good for that. So we got New York, San Francisco, and then the Twin Cities in Atlanta are huge, and then there's an Austin Pride somewhere later on.
Which does happen next week, of course, next Saturday, starting at noon at the festival at Auditorium Shores, and then the Pride Parade kicks off at about 8 o'clock from the Auditorium Shores.
We will have links to all these websites on the show notes. I'll make sure they're there. /. Excellent. Now, I think John had something to say. You had a topic?
Let me see. Over the weekend, I went to Dave and Rich's. These are the two bears that head up Lone Star Bears. Oh, mm-hmm. They kind of created the other bear group in Austin, Texas. His partner, Rich, the older Papa Bear. He's my Papa Bear. I always call him my Papa Bear every time I see him. His birthday was the birthday party was the last Saturday. He turns 59, almost a big 6-0. Had a major pool party, and I gotta tell you, I mean, like half the bear community was there, if not all of them. Yeah. It was crazy. I was thinking, we were all saying, you know, the chain drive must be empty. It's gotta be empty because all of them are here. Like all the guys you usually see at chain drive, they were at his party. So it was kind of amazing to see how popular that he was. How really popular in general Lone Star Bears are, I guess. So it was really nice. It was a lot of great guys. Some of them, they tell you to bring your bathing suit, but some of them didn't, and bam, a lot of nudity going on. And I thought I would be okay with it, but I was a little uncomfortable, you know.
With nude bears around you, or?
I know it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird. I was a little uncomfortable.
How would you ever be uncomfortable with nude bears around you, John? I just don't understand.
And I felt bad for some. Some of them are really hot though, and I couldn't stop staring. So don't think of it as a bad thing. Think of it as a compliment. And some of them are really hot.
Ryan says, JJ, you didn't strip down.
No. Not really. I don't know. But anyway, I swear the pool. The thing about it, I felt the pool got really icky because there were like 20 bears in the pool, and the pool wasn't small, but the water was no longer cold. The water was actually really warm. In fact, the water was like closer to 80 degrees. It was warm. I was like, oh, ugh. So I didn't get in, but it was fun. There was fun and debauchery at the party. So Sunday I did go to RCC, and now what they're planning is Lone Star Bears are now having the beer bust at RCC. I don't know what it was. I went there. I didn't feel – maybe because it's a brand new bar. I just didn't feel comfortable there. I'm gonna miss that patio. That patio is really nice at Chain Drive. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of sit outside, and just talk to your buddies and whatnot. It's kind of intimate. I think that's what it was. There's an intimacy with Chain Drive. It's kind of tucked in at this obscure little street. It's closed off, and I feel it's really intimate. And
now,
you kind of,
if I remember. Way back in the pilot episode, when we were talking about bars, and Tim said, I like the chain drive. You were complaining about the chain drive, and now you're going to miss it.
No, I wasn't so much complaining about it. I remember the episode. I said, it's the only bear bar.
Wait, in fact, though, I know the RCC is trying to become the new up-and-coming bear bar, but I still do love the chain drive.
Now,
I
haven't been to Charlie's. Was Charlie's trying to throw their hat in?
I know that there had been some brief discussions, I think, with the Lone Star Bears and Charlie's about hosting an event, but I'm not sure whether that ever came to fruition or not. But I do know
that Charlie's is a great bar as well. But still, my favorite bar remains the Chain Drag.
I want to call Brian out. He's like, Austin won't be the same without the CD. Well, technically, yes, but you don't even live here. Oh, Lord.
No, well, instead of moving to Kansas City and being around all those sports teams, why not come to Austin?
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of hot beers in Kansas City as well who, if any of them are listening, we love you too, of course. Sure. But I like living in Austin myself.
Yeah, we just have a little bias for Austin.
Anyway, continue on. I did get to watch Kung Fu Panda, but two out of the three cubs of the show watched it, and one of them has not.
Mandating that he go see it.
Yes, indeed.
Quick preview, though. I really liked the movie, so we'll talk about it next week.
So did I.
It was really cute, and I'm gonna name my son Poe. Just to let you know.
Are you? Excellent.
It was so funny. A quick shout out to. I'm sorry, Tim. Did you want to say something?
Well, I look forward to seeing the movie then this week, if I must.
I'll actually see it again if you want. I
went down to South Lamar to see it.
I did too. Did you? One day.
On Monday.
Never mind. It was so funny because they were the friends I was watching it with. They were thinking, you know, they could call me Poe. So I can see that. And actually, because my name is Great Panda Jay, so obviously, and it was so funny because one of the reasons why I picked the name, of course, like Asian Bear, but like, quick tidbit about me. I don't think I shared this yet. Did I tell you what my Korean name meant?
No.
Stood for. Okay.
I do vaguely remember something, but only you remember it best, of course.
I don't think I remember that you ever mentioned to me your Korean name.
Okay, my Korean name, Kim, means gold. Hyunung, I'm not going to repeat that. The first name, to separate it, it means the first part means wise, and the second part means bear. Wise bear. So it was kind of funny, like when my dad named me when I was born, he's like, I'm going to call you Wise Bear, you know. my older brother, he shares the same first part. He's Wise Rock. I think he's Wise Rock or Wise Boulder of some sort. I don't remember. But for me, it's actually Wise Bear. So I thought that was kind of cute.
Well, he got one part right.
He got one part. Oh, which part?
I'm just golden keeping part. That open. Anyways, moving on.
I just thought that was kind of cute. I think it's kind of appropriate. So I just thought it was weird because I only found that out a couple of years ago. I was like, get out. That's really my name? Seriously? Because he never told me what the translation was. Like, yeah, seriously. His white bear.
He looked outside the window and he saw a bear sitting there stroking his chin.
Probably. I just thought it was funny. He looks at me. Basically, he looks at me. He's like, I'm going to call you Wise Bear. And it's just like, I thought it was funny. Anyway, a special friend of mine, Sydney, he watched the movie and he thought it was really cute. And he said, I'm going to call you Poe as well. So he was actually thinking about me when the because I used to do martial arts. I really did. And the Jack Black in the movie, he's really cute. I'll save this for next week, but he's really cute. But aside from that, I got a message tonight from my friend in I believe it's in, he's in Chattanooga, Nick. We mentioned him earlier on.
Okay.
AKA Dragon Cub or no Gummy Dragon and Frog Cub. Anyway, he messaged me on Bear City. He's like, that Jeff is really hot. But then he told me, let me pull up the message that he sent me. He pretty much said that you kind of like blew him off, Jeff. That you completely ignored his messages.
That has been completely rectified today.
I was like, that
has been completely rectified today. That's all I'm going to say about that.
And yeah, technically,
I'm very sad that he didn't get back in. He was having PC problems earlier, and
he's a smaller cubbish guy, and I know he's not your type, but he really likes you, and he has a crush on you.
I think he's very cute.
So he likes your awesome nipplage. Your nipplage just when he saw your nipplage,
legendary nipplage.
It's all over. It was love at first nipplage. That's what it was.
Love at first nipple.
He really was. He was just. He was just like, they're so big, they fill my hands.
That is totally gonna be on the next series.
Oh my, he's a nipple guy.
First nipple. And the thing is, as I said, they don't do anything for me. They're like,
and it's because they're so big. The nerve endings are stretched out.
They attract men, is what they do.
They attract men, and then you know what the men want to do to them? And I'm like, ah, that hurts.
You're like Shannon. Shannon Grady on BB Talk. He's like, don't touch my nipples or else I'll kill you. Anyway, I guess that's it. So other things happened, but they are part of my picks. So,
oh, okay.
But anyway.
Okay, so I gamed on Sunday. There you go. That's my entire week.
That's all you do. Literally, that's all you do. And you don't watch movies with people. You watch movies by yourself.
I like watching movies by myself because I can watch the movie.
That's just it. That says a lot about you.
I like going to movies to watch a movie. And I don't know. It's just... Why am I going to go there and sit next to somebody and not even talk to them during the entire thing? And they're just there.
You talk with them, and then after you talk.
And then there's times when I'm like, hey, I want to go see a movie. So I go see a movie. And I just find it very enjoyable. And I don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, I can't. I've done it a couple times, and it just feels weird.
Yeah, I find it awkward.
For me, I just feel like movies are a social thing and I have to see with people. I just can't do it by myself. It's just weird.
See, now, what I really enjoy is going to see a movie with someone I love, like intimately love. So so I'm good with that. But when it's just a friend, no. I'll go and I'll enjoy myself.
Friends aren't special enough to see movies with you.
I don't enjoy – you know, there's no additional enjoyment to go with somebody, and I usually when I go see a movie, it's spontaneous. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go see Kung Fu Panda. So I was like, I Twittered on Monday, Kung Fu Panda, 6:30, South Lamar, and then I went.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody showed up, probably because nobody was watching their Twitter. So
I don't know. I'm so over Twitter.
There. See what I tell you. Brian agrees with my movie logic.
Well, let me call him out because, Brian and you are both, what would I say, introverted, antisocial people. Of course he would rather watch the movie alone. He's just that way.
I've
known Brian for years.
Social.
And yeah,
introverted.
He wants to watch it by himself. But me and Blake, when we were hanging out, he had to come with us because we wouldn't let him be by himself. He had to watch it with us. And me and Blake are like the loud mouths. So you would have me. No, you would have Blake, the loud one, Brian, silent one, and then me, loud one. I mean, it's – oh, by the way, he's doing the little
– Indeed, if y'all are not here in the live.yahoo.com/cubsoutloudroom, you are missing some serious, serious entertainment on cam. So make sure next week to join us here, of course, at the live.
He's so true. He loves his alone time. He loves it so much.
Frank just said, JJ, are you satisfied with $10 whores?
No, I'm never satisfied. By the way, it's $15 whores. Get it right. There you go. That we both love Blades of Glory. Blake, his partner, hates that movie, but we both love that movie.
I will never go see that movie ever.
I want to see it. I totally missed it. I even work for an ice rink, and I totally missed that movie.
It's so funny.
I'm not watching it. I will never.
Even Talladega Nights. Right, it's hilarious. I love Talladega Nights.
If Will Ferrell is in the movie, I will not go see it. Ever.
Now, that's true. I mean,
now if
I
Adam Sandler,
enjoyed Elf.
Same thing.
Elf was a great movie. Elf was a fantastic movie. It was all about the Christmas without any part of Jesus whatsoever.
I don't care about if it has parts of Jesus or not. I will not go see that movie. I don't think that it that I'm there's no reason for me to see that movie that I can find. I'm totally disinterested in it. And usually it's because it's Will Ferrell, and I despise Will Ferrell's acting.
People, what if he likes you?
So great.
What if he likes really? What if he's a listener?
Well, bully for him, but I'm not gonna watch his movies. I'm sorry.
That's just it, though. Like, you either love or hate him. And for me, I admit that he's a one-trick pony. Every movie that he comes out, he's the same damn character. But there are certain movies he does really well on, like Talladega Nights. I thought he was hilarious, and the same thing with Blades of Glory. But that's about it. I mean, at this point now, he's milking it, and it's just not funny anymore. But
yes, I am a hater of Will Ferrell. You don't have to be teasing about the haters comment, Ryan. I am a hater of Will Ferrell. I'll flat out admit that. And I'm not going to stop anybody from going to see his movies. I won't, but I will not go see them. I mean, it's like me not going to see Titanic. Well, no, that's not.
We in true Jeff impromptu fashion, we drag him along to see a secret film that would like secretly be semi-pro or something like that.
Then watch me walk out.
Which wouldn't be the first time you walked out on anything.
No one here has watched Sex in the City, have they?
Why would I?
Okay.
See, I want to see that film.
Absolutely no interest in going to see that chick flick.
Wow. Okay. We're not that
gay,
I
thoroughly enjoyed the episodes of Sex in the City that I watched, so I'm
I've only watched
more
couple,
than happy to see the film.
So. Anyway, but that came out, and so did Kung Fu Panda. Next week, I don't remember what was coming out next week.
Incredible Hulk, which you're not going to see.
I'm
pumped for it and can't wait to go see it.
Why? It's the Hulk.
I would rather see Sex in the City.
It's the Hulk!
Hulk Smash!
It's the CGI Hulk.
Hulk Smash!
Give me Lou Ferrigno any day. CGI Hulks just don't cut it. I'm sorry.
Get this. It's movie material.
You
2
guys
seconds
not see it. I'm going to go see it.
2 seconds of movie material and then stretch it out to an hour and a half of Hulk Smash. It's Hulk. Who cares? Ah!
He gets angry and gets big and smashes things.
He gets angry and smashes things.
I'm going to see The Incredible Hulk. And that's what I'm going to see. You don't have to go see it.
I'm already
going to
tell you it's not going to be good.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to love it. I betcha, betcha, betcha.
See, I'd rather like Hulu old episodes of the Hulk TV show, frankly.
Did you see that? Yeah. Did you see that thing I posted on the website? Need a hand? Hulk smash?
Yeah, I did see that. That was kind of cute.
Yes.
But
need a hand?
Still, I don't.
Hulk smash! Boom! I love it.
Brian mentioned.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if that.
And I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot. Oh,
I will
way,
see that man. But I don't need
on,
to see that.
I would like to make the announcement that I probably won't be in Atlanta in July. So if you want to message
probably
me after
be?
This.
Oh.
Probably won't be.
Oh, wait a minute. Brian has a Batman bias.
Of course he does. Hello, he's Batbear. Anyway.
I've never seen the Batbear.
I think we have a topic. And I've noticed that this week is all about the technology announcements. Of course, I know that Jeff knows and whatnot.
Oh, what do you think I was doing at work?
iPhone 2.0.
And Gadget, refresh.
3G iPhone was announced at the Mac conference. Everyone knew it was coming, but they made it official.
Conference.
So
if you know what? You're not going to get this quite correct. You'll probably get close. So here's what they announced at WWDC.
Oh, okay, go for it.
They basically went through, talked about the iPhone SDK. iPhone SDK and the iPhone 2.0 software, which will be released probably sometime at the beginning of July. Probably July 11th when the iPhone 3G launches. Will be available for iPhone users and iPod Touch users. iPod Touch users will have to pay $9.95 to get the upgrade. They demonstrated several different applications, including Super Monkey Ball, which I thought actually looked pretty cool. Uses accelerometer. It's kind of like Marble Mania on the Wii that Tim and I have played.
And I
think it'll probably be about $10 for the program, for the game. You'll be able to download anything from this app store via Wi-Fi, iTunes, or if it's less than 10 megabytes, you can actually get it over the cellular data network. Anything over 10 megabytes, you have to get it through iTunes or Wi-Fi. Let's see, what else was there? They've talked about some of their enterprise things, which most people probably don't care too much about. They developed something for the iPhone called the for like chat clients on the iPhone to allow those type of software to be on there, but not something that keeps running in the background. They're providing a push notification service. So you'll basically log in onto the phone, and while you're in the program, you'll have a direct connection with the network. So if it's IM, like Yahoo or something, you'll have a direct connection and keep getting your messages. But when you exit the program, it's going to shut off the program. It's going to shut it down so that it's not running around in the background. Well, your phone will stay connected to the push notification service, and if you don't log out through the program, it will – the program will actually shoot a notification to the push notification service saying, hey, this person got a new message, send this. This could be either a notification pop-up, like the text messages, so that you can go back into the application and see you got a new message, what the message was. A notification badge, like it will show a little one saying you got one new message or whatever. And even a sound. So it'll notify you that you've got a new message. So you don't have to keep staying in that one application the entire time, and you don't keep getting logged off every time you exit the application. So that's kind of their workaround for the IM. So I thought that was cool.
Hey, wait, can we pause real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, wake up. Come on. Come on, wake up. Ryan, Tim, are you still there?
You what, huh?
I'm sorry, it's my fault for even bringing it up. I just thought it was exciting. Exciting news that the new iPhone's coming out.
Yeah.
So. No, I have to agree. I am a little tempted to get a new iPhone, but
especially,
still, I can't say that I look forward to being with AT&T. I'm just annoyed that you can get the iPhone in Germany on T-Mobile, which is my carrier, but you can't get it here on T-Mobile, which just irks me.
So. Well, also, T-Mobile doesn't have 3G.
Whatever, I don't care.
So the point of having a 3G iPhone is useless on T-Mobile anyways. Speaking of 3G, the 3G iPhone has a little bit of extra things onto it. There's obviously 3G support. You can still use Edge for in those places where you get around where you don't have the 3G coverage. You also get GPS in the phone. The phone is slimmer. Kind of the downside is that the back is all plastic.
Yeah. See, I heard that it actually wasn't thinner.
It is thinner. It's not that much thinner. I mean, you can't get much thinner than this for a phone, honestly. So it's a little bit thinner. It's got black. It's going to be a black back with a plastic all over it. It'll be plastic instead of the aluminum, which I'm kind of disappointed in. The buttons will not be plastic anymore. They'll be metal, so it'll be kind of a reverse. This 8 gigabyte will be $199. The 16 gigabyte will be $299. The 16 gigabyte will also be available in a white back as well. Which
that was the biggest price that they. Drastically, I mean, $199. Although there are people, especially on Dig, they've been complaining that, well, theoretically, it's not a price drop because of the immense cost of the data plan, and the 2-year contract. So if you did the math, the 2-year contract plus the data plan, which is like $30 and some other premium cost, it's actually like $200-something more dollars.
It's $30 for the data. Then it's additional $30 for the voice. at least. So it's about $60. It's pretty much the same price when you round it out. I pay about $60 for my iPhone. So I wouldn't really see much of a difference. I don't suspect to see much of a difference. They say it was $20 more, but from the pricing that they were showing, it sounds like they dropped the price on the voice and increased the price on the data, because that's what people are going to be using more anyways. It's going to be the data than they're going to be using for voice.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have to use the 3G network. If there's a Wi-Fi hotspot, I can just use an open Wi-Fi hotspot. I can just use that instead of 3G. It's just 3G, right?
You won't be able to get the phone without a data plan. They won't let you.
But theoretically, I could.
Yeah, technically, you could. You know what that's called? That's called an iPod Touch. iPod Touch is basically an iPhone without the cellular connection. So, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, right now, whether it's a value add for yourself, that's fine. I've had no problems with AT&T as my carrier. I've had absolutely no problems. So, I mean, it's up to you. If you don't want to be on AT&T, then don't get the freaking phone. If you want a good touchscreen you want a good touchscreen phone, pull out for the BlackBerry Bold that will be available later in the year from Verizon.
Did you say pull out?
Oh, no, Thunder. Not Bold. Thunder.
You said pull out. Anyway. Are we done with Apple?
I forgot to mention that the headphone jack is flush. It's going to no longer be recessed. And that was one of the biggest complaints.
Yay, because that makes it
a world of
difference.
No, a lot of people were really upset about the recessed jack because they couldn't use the headphones they used all the time on the iPhone because it had that recessed jack. They had to get an adapter. It's something that was good. I had to get a different pair of headphones so that I could use it. But, I mean, I've got tin ears, so I get, like, cheap headphones that say, hey, compatible with the iPhone. And I'm like, okay, works great. It fits.
Okay. The other thing for this week in terms of technology is the I think I'm the only one who even cares, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid 4 for the PS3 came out actually today. No, it's actually coming out. Yeah, it's actually the 12th. But I wanted to mention it because a couple things. If you're a PS2 fan, you've been holding out PS3 because it's really expensive. I understand. There are certain things about the PS3 that didn't include, like a rumble controller, a bigger hard drive, and whatnot. Because I think you can get a PS3 right now for $400, because a 40 gig hard drive, but no. I think there's no rumble controllers or anything like that. It's like the bare model or anything. But if you're holding out, Metal Gear Solid 4, they're doing a special pack-in with the game. So instead of $400, if you bump up to $500, you'll get the game, which is already worth $60. Plus, your controller that comes with it will be rumble. And you get an 80-gig hard drive. And it's a special casing, Metal Gear Solid casing. So I want to make mention of that. And it's a big thing in the video game community right now. And what happened was, last Friday, Amazon sent me a special email because I wanted to pre-order it and I wanted to get it, if I could even afford it. But they said, okay, well, sign up if you want a notification of when it's going to come out. Well, they said, no, it wasn't Friday. I think it was Wednesday. Anyway, they said that pre-orders would start coming out Friday morning. I think it was 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I swear to you, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, which would be about Pacific Standard Time, I went on Amazon and the site was down. The entire Amazon is never down, I'm telling you right now, Amazon is never down.
Well, and wait a minute. So you're blaming the 2 hours that Amazon was down on the fact for the PS3?
It had to be, because the time when I actually logged on to Amazon during that time period, when they said it was going to be there was I swear to you, I don't know if it was, but it'd be a heck of a coincidence. Because let's be real, when's the last time Amazon was actually down? That's right, never.
I mean, everybody was surprised about Amazon going down on Friday.
Like, what?
And
it happened. It happened on Friday, though.
Out of all the tech shows that I've listened to, which had mentioned this, you're the only one who has thought about it because of Metal Gear Solid.
You know why, though? Because you went to tech shows. If you went to sites like Evil Avatar or Kotaku, the big video game sites, they're all saying it has got to be because of the PS3. Because the timing is just too coincidental. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot an email about your Metal Gear Solid theory to buzz@cnet.com, and we'll see what
They don't play video games.
See what BLS is.
I'm telling you, they don't play video games.
I think it's just a coincidence.
Oh my god, the timing is just – there's no way. The exact time it was when it got shut down, and Amazon never shut down.
Is Amazon never shuts down, you know – you're right. You're totally right about that. But why would Metal Gear Solid cause it to shut down? Because they never shut down.
But it's the timing. It's the timing. It's just crazy.
But why would it cause it to shut down? What do you think that?
Because traffic.
In order for them to be shut down as like a DDoS, if the reason why they were shut down was because of a denial of service attack, it would have had to been thousands upon thousands of connections per second.
Yes. Yes. Because what Amazon did was they
But users won't do that. And here's the thing. It's not just connections per second. It's the little SYN packages right at the beginning saying basically the highs that would cause it to go down, and getting 8,000 of those continuously for several seconds. And the thing is that wouldn't. You would get a high from one person, and then there would be a connection, and then they would have those larger files, which would not take down the system.
Jeff, you don't think there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who would want the Xbox at the very same moment?
PS3, rather, at the same moment.
Yeah,
PS3,
but
whatever. My point is the same.
It's possible. I will tell you this. If it's just a bunch of people going there, if it's just a bunch of people going there to pre-order or order their PS3, the Metal Gear Solid package, it would not happen at the exact same seconds and have this continuous flood of packets to cause a denial of service to take
Your
down Amazon.
Is well taken.
Yeah, now, I don't now, think saying you understand it the American consumer.
I just don't think it's because of Metal Gear Solid 4.
And your
I
point
think
is
it
well
was
taken.
A coincidence. It was
you
just a fucking coincidence.
It could be a coincidence. It could be a coincidence, but I want you to keep this in mind. It could be a coincidence, and I'm open to that fact. Yes. And you're right. You're right. But you also agree it's not out of the realm of possibility, and this is the reason why.
No, I think it's absolutely out of the realm of possibility.
And okay,
let me tell you why you're wrong.
Is that Amazon is not saying why they were down.
Why would they?
Do you think they would admit that
to getting a denial of service
had made them crash?
I mean, look, Rev3 did the same thing the week earlier. Unfortunately, they had it even worse because they got a denial of service attack from Media Defender that just wouldn't stop. I mean, it would have been easier if it wasn't Media Defender that was taking down Rev3, but Media Defender was attacking it from multiple angles. While a normal denial of service attack will usually come from one area where they can easily block that out to cause it to go down.
But it wasn't just one area. See, this is just
in this case, Amazon could have been taken down from a denial of service attack, but it was not because people were trying to access the site to pre-order their Metal Gear Solid 4.
Let me.
That's just not possible. You have to purposely be trying to cause denial of service in order to do it. People can't accidentally cause denial of service attack.
Let me finish my point, okay? Because you're absolutely right, but my argument here is that it's not out of the realm of possibility. Let me talk now. Okay?
It's totally out of the realm of possibility.
Here's the thing, okay? Certain factors you have to keep in mind that you probably don't know. Okay, Metal Gear Solid 4 is not just an ordinary game. In fact, this is it's not just for the hardcore of the hardcore, all the people who have followed gaming for a while. I mean, that's more than a couple of thousands of people. That's hundreds of thousands, I'm telling you right now. Okay, this is a major, major game release that's been in the making for years. This is a very big deal. Okay, you probably don't understand because you're not like a hardcore gamer like me in terms of the console, but I'm telling you right now, it's a very, very big deal. Millions of dollars of sales, okay? So keep that in mind, okay? Second of all, Amazon is actually a very big retailer of actually video games. It really is. Take those two things in consideration. Now, you're saying thousands of people at one time. Now, take the timing in consideration, too. They actually told people when exactly the time they could actually pre-order the game. The exact time, the exact day. Count in all those thousands upon thousands of people that would want to pre-order this game. That's the problem Amazon did, is they gave them the exact time. That was the big point. Now that they know that there's an exact time they could pre-order the game, counting all those thousands of people, Jeff, yes, it is possible. With all those people at the same time, because they know exactly what time, all at once, and then the system will just get stuck because there's too many requests going in at once. I'm just saying, it could be a coincidence. It could be. I'm just saying, it is not out of the completely realm of possibility here. But anyway, we're rambling on, and Tim is bored. So is Brian.
True.
So.
And you still not convince me at all.
Anyway.
Now, no. Jeff, I do have to admit, you are not always right. So there.
I'm certain I'm correct. I mean, I usually have my ifs, but I have to say that, no. I completely nearly disagree, and I think it's absolutely impossible.
Yes, but you've been wrong before. So I'm not going to even argue with you because you... Come on, Tim, be nice. Anyway, so I mean, those two big announcements with PS3 and well, of course, I would think iPhone is the bigger announcement. It's a huge deal. So if you're not a techie, I guess you wouldn't be interested in. So we can move on. So what's next on the list?
That I didn't have anything.
Well,
next. Got a What the Fuck Weekly, or did Tim? Did you have a topic?
I do, in fact, have a topic that has a lot to do with my pick, so I'm more than happy to save that if you have a What the Fuck Weekly in the meanwhile.
What the Fuck Weekly, and maybe, do we have a Bad Bear Profile? Are we not really doing that anymore?
Not really. I haven't found one in months, or not months, weeks, so I haven't been looking. So.
Yeah, I haven't been trolling?
Nope, haven't been trolling.
Okay. So. But do you have a What the Fuck Weekly?
Actually, I don't. I was getting... like last week, it was supposed to be the masturbation contest or something like that, but I didn't actually find one. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff, although, to be completely honest with you, there's a lot of great stuff. Like, I usually get them from the Offbeat section in Dig, but nothing, like, that completely stands out. So, but, yeah. So.
Well, I do have to admit that I am still willing to challenge you both in that masturbation challenge. So,
you probably bring it on. Probably beat me. I don't shoot that far.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I have to
so
be
you're a shooter, Tim? You're a shooter. Oh, wow.
You'll just have to wait until the contest, fine. I don't want you.
Whatever. That would just be a weird contest. I'm weird because it depends on the situation. Sometimes I'm a dribbler and sometimes I'm not. So
yeah, I have to admit, when I am challenged is when I am likely to succeed most. So there. My topic for this week has everything to do, in fact, with the recent flooding that's been going on in the Midwest, and I do hope that all of our Midwest listeners are okay. I know that they've had a lot of rain this past week, and I know certain sections of Indiana were underwater And that frightens me, frankly, because I do have personal connections there in Indiana. And I know in Wisconsin there were certain weather events that were very, very unfortunate. But I do know in my hometown of Columbus, Indiana, there was ultimately flooding later on this week, too. And what concerns me most about that is that my parents live for the moment. They are moving this week, however, but for the moment, they still live there in Columbus, Indiana, on the dam of a man-made lake there in Columbus. And I was especially concerned for them. But I know that parts of downtown Columbus were flooded, and like the hospital, for example, was flooded up to the first floor. So I do hope all of our listeners there in the Midwest are okay. Meanwhile, though, I did find an interesting article on Dig this evening that had an explanation as to all these disastrous weather events there in the Midwest. No. John, you're laughing as if you may have seen the same article, but the article that I did find there on Dig does come up with a reason, namely that God blames Pat Robertson for a string of violent storms, according to the freeaspress.com. And I find it to be rather fascinating.
Did you actually read the article?
I did, in fact. It is a rather acutely correct point of view, I think, in my opinion, of these weather events and their cause. But I'll leave it to you to read that that article. That's, of course, at freeasspress.com. Go ahead and look up God Blames Pat Robertson for a String of Violent Storms there on that blog. But it's quite an entertaining article.
593 digs.
but yes, again, I truly do hope that all of our Midwest listeners are okay and high and dry.
Dry
my thoughts are with you. Anyway, that's my pick for this week.
A picture of, I'm guessing that's Pat Robertson, flipping off the, camera.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Oh, Crazy Ed. Just joined us. Welcome.
Joining us late, unfortunately. Oh, holy crap. We're at 62 minutes. Anyways.
Are we nearing the end?
Yes. We're doing our picks.
Yes, right. Indeed. I've already done mine.
Go ahead. What's yours?
Well, actually, my pick, in all honesty, I really love Kung Fu Panda. I really liked it. Now, we're going to talk more about it next week. I have some issues with it, not huge ones. I always have issues with things, but I really thought it was a cute movie.
You're such a
Jack Black. Jack Black was the perfect role, and it was so weird. It's like even my friends. There was this friend that was sitting next to me who was actually crying in the end. I was like, "You wuss," you know. At the very end, and we'll talk more about it next week. But if you haven't seen Kung Fu Panda, I really recommend you go see it. It's just such a cute movie. It really is, and it's funny too. It's not like adult humor funny, but it's just funny. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'll leave it at this. I haven't laughed so hard about a scene where two people were fighting over a dumpling. That's
I love that scene.
It was hilarious.
I love that whole string of scenes.
I just wanted to say, over a dumpling, and I'm done. There you go.
That's it. That's it. No more. Oh, but it's
great. We'll see you next week. Okay.
I'm not hungry. Okay. That's your only pick?
No, that was my only pick for once.
Wow.
That's rather unusual for you.
Actually, I've been doing that more.
Yeah. Just keep me into one. Simplicity.
This is
Jeff. Your pick.
My pick is actually where I got that soundbite about the wine library coming to Rev 3, because it was actually the beginning of the last episode of one of the newer shows on Revision 3 called Pop Siren. Pop Siren is the intersection of modern culture, technology, science, and making stuff that actually works. On a typical show, you'll get your fill of DIY projects and life hacks from weekend projects, time-saving internet tips, innovation, science experiments, and even wacky sports. It actually stars Jessica Corbin and Sarah Lane, along with Mu Zhanzi, Dr. Kiki Stanford, and their producer Heather also does some reviews of electropop and comics and a whole bunch of stuff. They've got a whole bunch of little things, and during the week they have their Pop Siren Bites, where they do just little things like a little trick or a net trick or a little quick what they call remix with Mujan, who just takes some stuff and makes something out of it. It's kind of cool. It's very fun. I enjoy it. Their full shows come on Monday, and then the rest of the week, Monday through or Tuesday through Friday, they have their daily episodes, their Pop Siren Bites. I subscribe to the main feed, which has everything in it, but you can just subscribe to the weeklies or just subscribe to the dailies. Up to you. And it's just a really cool show.
I don't know where you find the time to listen and watch all these shows. I really don't. I mean, you subscribe to, like, I don't know how many. Like, that one podcast show we had.
You want the current count? Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. And not all of those shows are daily. Like Tiki Bar TV is a monthly one. Some of them don't really come out too often. Some don't.
I have four.
I have to admit, I'm struggling to keep up with 20 of them, and I still have like 50 odd left episodes to listen to.
How do you do that?
What's that? 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76. Doesn't really come out that often. Beer School comes out kind of monthly to you. Some of these shows are short. I mean, like the daily episodes of Pop Siren, they're like a minute long.
But if you add them all on a weekly basis, I mean, that's hours and hours of podcasts.
It's like 72 hours. Most of the shows that I'm subscribed to, I have Geek Brief on here twice, and there's a reason for that. Like Geek Brief, 7 minutes long. That's probably a typical episode. I mean, longer episode. Geek Prop, they're not really doing anymore. So Gear Media Tech last episode posted 6/29/07. There's some of these that are just short, like The Dig Reel, only 20 minutes. I mean, it's not like an hour long show or something. Yeah, most of my video podcasts are short.
You guys just are insane.
So. Speaking of short shows, I say we start to wrap this one up. We've been within
Billy
talking
Bryant,
for
100 podcasts. No. He's talking about temperature.
Indeed. Yes. It's not all about you, Jeff. It really is not.
Well, all right, people.
They shook me up by having 100 podcasts, and I'm like, what the hell?
I think Jeff has cued in Naked from the Bear Palooza to end our show.
And Naked, the song is called A Boy Can Dream.
But before we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
So, where we can reach us?
Yeah, that's what I was going to, actually.
Okay.
In fact, unlike you, I'm going to actually, to remind myself, I'm actually going to go to the website to run through all the different ways to contact us, such as our email address, which is podcast@cubsoutloud.com, or you can email us each individually at our Cubs Out Loud emails. Mine is jeff@cubsoutloud.com.
Cut2cub@cubsoutloud.com. And Tim.
Tim, that's your cue.
I suppose you could reach me at TimCub at Twitter.
Cubsoutloud.com.
Well, there's that too. You could reach me at TimCub@cubsoutloud.com.
There we go.
We're also on Twitter.
And
so with Cubs Out Loud, there's Box Tech. I'm Kubzu Cub, and of course, there's also Tim Cub on Twitter if you want to follow us.
And also watch our blog feed. Also subscribe to Cubs Out Loud. And you can also just, if you just shoot a message to an at reply, that's what they call it, to Cubs Out Loud, you can influence what we might talk about on the show. That's
seriously, we love mail. We love mail.
Email. Also, what we do kind of like is a little bit of voicemail, 206-350-8640, which reminds me I need to call that to make sure that's still working. We're also on MySpace and Facebook. We also like to thank Mevio for hosting our show and providing the bandwidth for the show. Much, much appreciated. Don't forget, you can also send us a voice message through our website using Odeo. Just click on the bird that says send a voice message. You can find all of our Twitter last posts of Twitter feeds all on our website. That's CubsOutLoud.com. And also look at the COL Twitter page. Which shows what's last showing up in the friends feed of the CubsOutLoud.com or CubsOutLoud feed. So that's all the way to talk about us. Let's check out Naked. You can find more information about Naked on naked.net and also find out what the next Bearpalooza show is. See if they're in your area by going to bearpalooza.com. Thank you, everyone, and have a good night.
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 Love without doubt. Holding up. light shines on the water. The golden ripples flicker gently, calling out to sea. For now I hang with miracles, so I walk out on the waves. By the moonless night, my candle lights your way back home to me. A boy can dream. Yes, a boy can dream. A boy can dream.